Clashes broke out in the Salah ad-Din province between Iraqi forces and ISIL terrorists. A security source in the province said that ISIL burned some oil wells in Beji, 40 kilometers north of Tikrit. Another source also revealed that the terrorists bombed a bridge that links the villages of Huriya and Shakra to the town of Jirgat, north of Tikrit. He emphasized that ISIL executed about 15 people from Beji, accusing them of belonging to the popular mobilization. The security forces, on the other hand, regained full control of the area surrounding Beji oil refinery as part of the ongoing liberation operations in north of Tikrit and other areas of the province.
ISIL has still some places in Salah ad-Din province. This doesn't mean that the areas are totally under the terrorist group's control. They have some hideouts that are out of the cities. The Iraqi forces and popular mobilization units are working on securing those areas.
Iraqi airstrikes continue to target ISIL hideouts in Beji, and security forces are preparing to liberate the Siniya to cut the supply lines of ISIL from the desert that links Salah ad-Din through Haditha to the west of Ramadi.
ISIL can easily move between the two provinces and get reinforcements to launch attacks against our forces, especially now that all eyes are on Anbar. So by attacking Salah ad-Din, ISIL is trying to drag that tension into another area to ease the pressure on terrorists in the western province.
Security forces tightened their grip on the refinery in Beji from the south, noting that the Iraqi forces are trying to secure the oil refinery completely and fill in the gaps that are used by militants to launch the recent attacks on the refinery using car bombs.
Observers believe the most important step is to cut the supply line of terrorists to be able to secure Beji and its surrounding areas. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Baghdad.